Bob, thanks so much for sitting down today with me at SAS Global Forum here in D.C.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hope your trip is going well so far.
So far, very good. Every SAS Global Forum has been good for me so far.
How many do you think you've attended?
I counted them up recently. I think it's about 10, starting in Nashville, whenever that was.
And how long have you been using SAS?
For about 12 years, I think.
And wanted to ask you about your brand new book, actually, that is going to press as we speak. It's going to be available as print on demand and available electronically through a few different resellers. And that is Just Enough SAS. Wonder if you could talk a little bit about your book.
The reason I wrote it in the first place was that I think there are a lot of engineers specifically who do a lot of analytical work, and they could really get a lot of benefit out of using SAS. But there's such a steep learning curve, it's kind of difficult for them to get started. They just don't have time to get started. So what I tried to do in the book is to put in all the techniques that I use to create some fairly large-scale SAS projects so that somebody could take this one book and start from scratch and not only be able to get started with SAS, but be able to do some really useful and practical work all the way from extracting data through analyzing it, publishing it, and putting it on a website.
Well, what is your background in SAS that enabled you to write this kind of book?
Well, my background is in statistics. I've got a PhD in statistics, and I've been working in the computer industry for 40 years now.
Wow.
33 years at IBM, and now about 7 years at Sun Microsystems. And when I started using SAS about 12 years ago, I was using it for manufacturing yield analysis. So it was a project where we had to take parametric measurements from a wafer factory and then use that to correlate that to disk drive yields at our disk drive factories. And then since then, I've done a similar project with a different objective at Sun Microsystems, which is to take our field reliability data and analyze that and look for conditions that would make us investigate further and improve the reliability of our products.
How did you find time to write your book with your busy career?
I did not find time to write the book. I basically had to do it, nights and weekends and so on. So it took quite a while to get through it, but it was a very, very satisfying project. I think, I learned a lot more about SAS than I knew when I started the book. So I'm glad I did it, and I hope it's useful to someone other than me.
Well, we're really excited about promoting it, and I wanted to mention, because you're really the first author we've done this with, we've made a special chapter in the middle of the book available as a standalone piece for free for our customers and SAS users on our website. And I believe that chapter, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is Analyzing Quality Data with SAS.
Yes, I believe that's the one they published there.
Chapter 9, does
Chapter
that sound
nine,
right?
Exactly,
yes, that is
yes.
It. And in addition to giving people sort of a teaser with a standalone piece, which of course is an integral part of the finished book as well, we're making it available on through Amazon's Kindle program, and also I think looking into other reseller options for electronic purposes.
Will I get it on my iPhone?
You know, that's something we should do. Definitely that's becoming a more popular device for people to read books of this type on. So we're really excited that you wanted to allow us to explore some of these new, methods for content delivery and taking a chapter and showing people how great the rest of your book is based on that.
Yeah, and I believe it's also going to be, I believe that anyone who buys the book will be able to download a PDF version of the book. And that, I think that's extremely useful because, especially in my job, I don't have a fixed office. So if I want to have my books with me, the only way to do it is to lug them from home to the office and back every day. And so the prospect of having a book that just sits on my laptop, weighs nothing, and I don't have to lug it, and I can get to it and get the information instantly wherever I am, is just, it's a great thing, and I'm really glad they're going to be doing this with my book because having taken the trouble to write it, I'd like to see somebody get some value out of it, out of it in a way that's most most convenient to them.
What else do you hope? What do you hope that users will take away from your book if you had to pick maybe one or two sort of primary goals or objectives?
I think the book is very broad, and so it covers so many different topics, extracting data from relational databases or importing data from spreadsheets and summarizing the data with proc means and proc report and proc freak and so on, and plotting the data with gplot and then with SG, the new SAS graphics. Missing the new SG procedures, so I'm not sure exactly which piece will be useful to who, but I think the thing that I find convenient about, I mean, basically I'm already using the draft PDF in my own work, and the thing that I think I find most useful is that there are a lot of things that I kind of know how to do. And I know I've done them before, but I can't always remember the syntax.
Right.
And so I find it very easy to just quickly go to the chapter and see an example. I guess I should point out that most of the book is sample code as examples together with the results. So, for example, some code that creates a plot, and you can see what the plot looks like, on the same page. And there's just a lot of syntax in there, so if you don't remember exactly how to put a reference line in a particular plot and how to label a reference line, well, you can find examples of that, and it should be fairly easy to then write your own code from the examples.
Well, we're also making several of your paper presentations, is that correct, available online for users?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Over the years, going to many SAS conferences, I've collected a number of papers that I find useful to me in better understanding some of the topics. So I've tried to include in each chapter a selection of papers that will allow you to go deeper into the topic than I can put into the book. And also, I've created a web page that basically is a table containing all of those papers. And for each paper, there's a hyperlink which will basically automatically open the paper. Now, I'm not sure how this is going to be deployed. I believe this is going to be put on the companion website, so that you could go to the companion website, see a table or an HTML page with a list of all the papers, and arranged by the chapter they're relevant to. And just click on those and get the paper, see the paper immediately, which is, I think it's a convenience compared to just listing the papers at the end. And then if you want them, you've got to go and sign on to the web and try to find them somewhere on SAS, which is not all that difficult. But, to do that for a number of papers, it's just, I'm trying to make it more convenient to get to them more quickly.
Well, it sounds like a great resource, and we really appreciate all the work you put into your book. And I just wanted to mention, as on sort of a personal note, that we love the photos you submitted last week for an AuthorLine article that we were working on. I believe your wife baked a cake. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, first of all, she certainly didn't bake it. But she surprised me with this. She took a preview copy of the cover of the book and took it to a local baker who had some process where they could basically transform that image onto the top of a cake. And then she sent it over to where I was having lunch with some friends, and they brought that out at the end and as kind of a surprise. But it worked. I was really amazed at how well the cover could be transmitted onto the top of a cake, but it worked very well.
And the orange, I thought they replicated the baker was did a fantastic job. It looks just like your cover.
They got the colors right, and they got the precision of the lettering was just incredible. I didn't know you could do that with cake. It's a long way since Happy Birthday, Bobby, which was the last one I had.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, for sitting down with me today. I look forward to the publication of your book in about a week, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here at SAS Global Forum.
Okay, thank you very much.